unhappy. Studies show that women are more unhappy than men. And the things that women love are also the things that are stressing us out. It's called the female happiness paradox. And in this show, I'm on a mission to find out what it takes to actually get us happy.
Question: if I were a trad wife, would I be happy? Have you seen the trad wife trend on social media? Trad wife means traditional wife, and it's a hashtag. It's an aesthetic. It's a little cosplay, and depending on who you're following, it could be a little backwards or a little religious. Nara Smith's videos on TikTok, go watch those. They went viral. That's how I first became aware of this trend. They're totally hypnotizing. She's got a relaxing voice, and she asks her toddlers what they want for breakfast. Because they say cereal, she whips out all the ingredients to make cereal, two types of cereals. Did you hear what I said? I said ingredients to make it. She's also beautiful, and her videos are simple, they're aspirational, and honestly kind of comical if you're a realist or, you know, someone who doesn't have a lot of time or a mom or, you know, any of those. I personally am not super domestic. I don't like putting parties together. I don't have an eye for detail, though I appreciate the details and I love the details. I like throwing parties, but I throw parties that are no frills. I'm just like, come on over, however it is, it's how it's going to be. I'm not over here decorating, none of that. I did work for Martha Stewart. I wish I could say that any of what I learned seeped in, but it didn't. So when I first came across the trad wife trend, I didn't honestly pay much attention to it. Until, that is, I saw the article from the Washington Post, and it was called Trad Wives, Stay-at-Home Girlfriends, and the Dream of Feminine Leisure. And I thought, yes, that's what I want, feminine leisure. So trad wife must mean feminine leisure, emphasis on leisure. Honestly, I'm not quite sure what the feminine part referred to when I first saw it, but I was thinking maybe, you know, just being at home lounging or spaing, which is very much up my alley. And in the Washington Post article, they reference an essay from The Cut that I very much resonated with. It's called The Case for Marrying an Older Man. And it's about how one highly educated woman was trading in quotes, youthful independence for a thing called ease. In other words, as the Post article writer said, The Cut author was not doing this out of principle or based on a worldview, but because life seemed hard and this seemed easy. I mean, it's hard to judge when she's so darn logical, right? I wanted nothing to do with ease in my 20s, but here I am now. Ease sounds so appealing. As the Post article says, we as women were sold the virtues of independence, but no one reduced the laundry or errands or added more hours in the day. So here we are, we're working and we're doing all of it. The more I think about it, the more I think that if I was a trad wife, I could also be happy making buckwheat Cocoa Puffs from scratch like Nara. If I had nothing else to do, it would be a fun little side project. And it wouldn't matter how it turned out, because if it turned out bad, I would just call and order breakfast. Let me tell you where I come from and tell me if you can relate. I was raised to be a career woman. Marriage and kids? Nope, not on my radar in my 20s or half of my 30s. I wanted to work on big TV shows with celebrities and live that celebrity life. And that's what I did. I got a taste of it. I lived in New York City for 16 years. But the thing is, I was grinding 17-hour days in the glitzy world of television production. While my friends were out globetrotting, figuring out what they wanted to do with their life or living it up, I was chasing my television dreams. And it paid off. I landed in the most iconic building in all of New York City for television at 30 Rock. I was producing celebrity talent and running a talent department for a big name show, rubbing elbows with SNL and The Tonight Show. It was amazing. And that's when I met my husband. He too worked in TV. And we kind of both thrived on the chaos of showbiz. We took gigs whenever they popped up because, you know, if you know anything about the TV world or the world of entertainment, you kind of know when a job comes up, you don't turn it down because you never know when your next one's going to be. So I was constantly working multiple jobs at once and I was tired. And then everything shifted. When my son came into the picture, I was 37. Suddenly slowing down didn't just seem nice. It became essential. I craved a slower pace of life. I stepped into my femininity a little more. I moved out of the city. I started working remotely. I wrote a book. I was the number one caregiver to my kiddo. It was kind of like the best of both worlds. I was working and I was able to be a full-time mom, which I absolutely loved. Being a mother is my priority. But with work, parenting, and endless house chores, this whole feminine leisure thing, it's looking pretty darn appealing right now. So that's why I'm pondering a life swap. Do I become a trad wife? How can I figure this out? A little Googling pulled up this nugget from a Vogue article that the modern trad wife movement's roots are kind of murky, tied up with US religious alt-right, a cultural pushback against what they see as over-the-top progressive feminism and a shift away from traditional gender roles. But honestly, today, trad wife is everywhere, not just the Bible Belt, which incidentally, is where I live now, and I'm surrounded by trad wives. And on TikTok, if you type in trad wife, it unleashes the whole spectrum, from women seemingly in a perpetual state of 1950s dress up to those preaching about, you know, treating your man like a king. That is not exactly what I'm going for. What I'm into is this: wealth, leisure, motherhood. Like a TikTok of this woman named Jasmine Dennis. Her TikTok popped up when I searched Tradwife Life. Her life looks like a series of dreamy vignettes. Handmade pasta, berry picking, forest frolics with the kids. And in the video, she claims she's not on pause from her career. She's living her dream. And I thought, yes, that's what I want. Berry picking, you know, all of it. Is it really a dream? Like I said, the Bible Belt is full of trad wives, and I have friends who are living that life, so I'm gonna see what their life is like. The first person I thought about chatting with was my friend Cassie. Why? Well, she has wealth. She lives on a lake in a community with ex-sports stars. She entertains. She lives in a mansion. She has a boat. And she's super generous with her time and money. So I thought if any of my trad wife friends will convince me that this is the way to be happy, she's the one. We met up for a coffee in our cute little downtown. And the first thing I asked her about is how she ended up being a trad wife. And was it all part of her genius plan?
Oh, yeah. I had a career right before we got married. After we were engaged, maybe right when we got engaged, Steve was confronted by his current boss and said, "Do you want to break away and become our own company?" And long story short, he chose yes. So his responsibility shot through the roof, his time commitment and responsibility. And our finances changed drastically, pretty much overnight.
Were you like jackpot?
Like, I mean, a little bit. But the other thing is that I also hate not working, feeling like I am taking advantage of an opportunity when I absolutely was raised with multiple people that gave me an influence of never wanting to rely on a man. I always wanted a career, and I've come to accept it since we've had these it hasn't been productive communication, but obviously it's come out in certain ways of frustrations or like, well, I don't know what you want from me, or I feel like I should be doing more. And he's just constantly telling me that you do everything, like you keep our life going. And I just never imagined that was gonna be fine for me. I've accepted it as fine for me, and I'm scared that as soon as I accept it, life is gonna shift because Lily is getting older, and you know, so I kind of hate it. Like, I love it, hate it, you know. At the same time, like, I didn't go to college to be really good at folding laundry, you know what I mean, to be really good at keeping the household organized. If I literally call myself a glorified project manager, because all I do is just manage. And before, when we had the acreage, like, it was a little bit more of a joke, you know, because there was a lot more responsibility and upkeep around the house. But we're extremely, extremely lucky. But to me, the lucky part is just getting to take care of my family. And I didn't realize it for a lot of years because not getting back into a career was really hard for a while. It was extremely uncomfortable, especially when I never thought my husband was going to make the money we were making. And I felt like I should be bringing to the table, you know, one of my least favorite questions anybody that asks me is, what do you do when Steve goes to work? Or what do you do now? Or what do you do? Yeah, I hate that question. So, I mean, like, I keep up with life. Like, literally, my husband mows the lawn and he makes dinners.
At this point, I'm thinking, this doesn't sound leisurely to me. So I ask her, you know, with all of your money, why don't you just outsource so you don't have to do anything?
So if I already feel guilty for not making money, can you imagine the guilt I feel when I'm spending it when I could be doing? My husband finds his job extremely stressful. And it's not like he's going to work loving his job, liking his day. He gets to leave the house, leave the kids. We only have one and she's a joy and he really doesn't have to do much. So it's not like it's this great place for him to go. So when he's there, I feel like I should take care of things. And because of what he's been able to offer our family and bring to the table financially, I do feel I wasn't prepared for it, maybe mentally in my upbringing and in my encompassing what my adult life is going to be in my head. And so I'm still fighting this battle of feeling worthy, right? And so I do a lot around the house, but Steve will choose physical labor over paying for services. So he's going to choose to get mulch delivered and spend an entire week on all the afternoons that he has available, moving it around the yard and saving, you know, a few thousand dollars or however much that was going to save, then who am I to presume that my time is any more valuable and what am I doing with that time? Not bringing in money like he is with the time that he's not mulching.
Okay, so nothing she said so far has made me feel like she's happy with the trad wife life. So I cut right to it. And I ask her, do you even like this trad wife life?
I love it. Oh, I do love our life. Yeah. I just feel like I do wish I was bringing a monetary something to the table, even if it was minor, just because it would make me feel better for my stuff. You know what I mean? The fact that I get my hair done and my nails done and any normal gal.
She then talked more about how she feels guilty spending her money for personal upkeep. And I'm like sitting here wondering, isn't that the core of trad wife life, being hot for yourself and your partner because that's all you have, you know, like that's all you need to do with your life? I feel like I can definitely lean into that, but she's not doing that. And you know what's funny? Then she went on to say how she doesn't prioritize herself, but she understands it's a phase of life. And then this is how she ended our conversation about it.
I 100% love my life right now. I really, really do. I'm in a good place where I've accepted the fact that Steve appreciates what I bring to the table and he brings enough financially that we don't have to worry about anything.
Cassie has the luxuries. She has the money, a lake house, a boat, you name it. But she also sits there mulling over not bringing money to the table, which makes her uncomfortable. She's leaned into the life, she says, but it's not a natural fit for her. And after our talk, based on her experience, I'm not convinced that becoming a trad wife would scoot me any closer to that elusive state of happiness that I'm on the hunt for. But you know what? I still had another friend to talk to. I caught up with my other friend, Mel, whose story was honestly a trad wife dream come true. Mel was a career-driven woman in the fast-paced fashion industry of New York City. We lived next door to each other. We lived the life together. And then she met her husband and moved to Europe to start a family, embracing a life of domestic bliss that I just could not understand at the time.
I think I was like, felt like a fairy tale princess, almost. Like I was being whisked away to a European country. I was able to quit my job. I was going to be a stay-at-home housewife and make dinners and make cookies and create this home. And I was super excited about it after working so hard in New York. And
I feel like that's the dream. When you got there, tell me how you fit into this traditional wife role.
In retrospect, looking back, like I thought things were going to be really different. Like, I remember the first time we got this new apartment and he was at work and I'm cooked and I was not domesticated living in New York. I got takeout. So cooking and cleaning and stuff was just not really my thing. So I cooked this big dinner. I took a shower. I got all dressed and I was kind of like, welcome home, you know, to this dinner. The table was set. And I remember he just like kind of ate, looked at me, and then like watched TV. And I was like, oh, okay.
This is not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. Like, I was like, I won't get dressed next time. continued to make the meals and like make, you know, when he got home from work and stuff, because I felt like that was my responsibility. Like, I was very grateful that I, you know, was in this position that I could just do my hobbies and my side job and my side business and like just enjoy, because, you know, I'm more of a creative person. So I love to make things and stuff. So being at home and doing all that stuff was like a dream, kind of. I didn't know it was a dream until I actually, you know, had the opportunity to do it.
Yeah. But, like, you didn't really, as far as I know, you weren't setting forth to have this fairy tale. It just happened.
No, I never thought I would get married. I didn't even know if I would have a child. Yeah, I was not planning anything. It just kind of fell into my lap. And I was like, oh, this could be nice. I like this. And I like this person, I thought at the time.
And then so you got whisked away to Belgium. You didn't speak the language. You didn't drive. You were like very isolated, kind of in a way, in your own world, and where family became the center of your attention. So you built this beautiful, like you designed this beautiful home. You ended up having a baby. Tell me about the traditional life that you led after you had your baby.
Well, I think that I feel like I was very lucky to be in the position I was in once I had a child, because I got to give everything to her, made everything. Like, her birthday parties were like to the T. Like, I mean, I had a lot of parties, like for birthdays for my ex-husband, and just like every little cookie matched, and, you know, I baked, and I, you know, everything was, yeah, all of her food was handmade, and like, yeah.
So you were living this beautiful traditional life. I mean, I was too lost in my career and not in the zone to probably really appreciate it at that time. But now, you know, this is what I'm exploring. I feel like that is the dream. So what happened?
I feel very lucky. It was very less stressful for my child and for myself to be able to be home. And it was even less stressful for my child's dad, because I was taking care of everything. I took care of everything. The bills, the food, the shopping. He just worked and came home. Some hard work, or sometimes he did some other things, but like everything else was kind of taken care of. So, but it's a lot. Even though you may not work a full-time job, it's still a full-time job.
Oh, do you feel like you were in feminine leisure, like at all during that time?
I think the only time I felt leisureful, the only time I felt like I was in that, was when I was able to explore my own hobbies and creative moments. The rest of the time was kind of like, okay, this is what I got to get done. You know,
it's work.
Yeah, it's work. It's not bad work, because, you know, you get to see your child's growth and, you know, like all the good things that come from that. But it's work. It becomes work. But the time I enjoyed things were when I, you know, was able to concentrate on things that, you know, I used to do before all this stuff, which is like art, my business, you know, going to the gym, working out, like self-care, you know.
How much of that did you do?
I didn't get to really do any of
it. So it really looked like this magical, you had this beautiful townhouse, you had this beautiful child and all your attention to detail and the parties. And then when, so you, but you're not married anymore. That's where we are now. So you're divorced.
Yeah.
And so do you regret being this traditional wife?
No.
Now that you're divorced?
No, I really learned a lot about myself. I learned, you know, for one, I am so grateful that I had that time with my child. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that if I was living in New York City, just because I wouldn't have been able to afford to. So, like, I think about all that. Like, I'm just so grateful for that time with her. I'm grateful for just having that experience too, to like, that was really stepping out of my shell, not only to move to a foreign country, but just to give up all the things I worked so hard for, like my career, my job, my, you know, like my friends, my apartment, the life I created for myself. I gave that all up. So that was very humbling and kind of scary. So it kind of then, you know, those moments when you make those decisions then kind of, in retrospect, give you a lot of growth, you know, now.
Going forward, would you do anything different? What would you do different? And are you looking to be back in that role?
I don't know what I'm looking for, but
yeah.
I definitely am looking for something that has more of an even balance. One thing I did was I lost a lot of myself. I don't know if that's just because I was so wrapped up into motherhood, or if I was in a, you know, kind of in a bubble in a foreign country, or if I was in a position where, you know, that was not the most nurturing relationship, you know, like my ex-husband, it wasn't the most nurturing position. I don't know, but I lost a lot of who I am and my confidence, my self-confidence, my like ability to just be happy. Like, I'm a happy person, and it, like, I know that it comes from within inside of me, but I was so busy giving and giving and giving and giving that, like, I didn't have anything left to give.
And you weren't like, getting anything in return.
Always getting stuff, you know, from my child, you know, like watching her is what helped, you know, made me continue. I honestly, by the time I got a divorce, I was like, I felt like all the energy was sucked out of me.
So a few hours after our chat, she sent me a voice note.
Hey, Ash, I was just thinking about the audio from today. And one point I really want to bring up is like the reason why it felt suffocating being a trad wife, I guess you could call myself during that time, was because I didn't have anything to focus on, like a career, like a full-time job. Like, you know, I just focused on my family. And the reason why it wasn't successful was because my my relationship with my husband was not nurturing. The family situation wasn't a nurturing situation where I felt safe and complete. I just felt depleted the whole time. So I just wanted to bring up that point. The only reason why it wasn't fulfilling was because I didn't have anything else to concentrate on other than my family and my home, because I was a homemaker.
Mel fully embraced the trad wife role, diving into homemaking with a passion, which I love about her. And from designing a beautiful home to crafting handmade baby food and throwing meticulously planned parties, that sounded really good to me. I mean, I'm not good at it, but I could try. However, the growing sense of isolation and lack of emotional support from her husband, they ended up in divorce. So if my call with Mel taught me anything, it's that even a fairy tale situation turns sour if your marriage isn't great. A marriage is a marriage is a marriage. Life is life is life is life. So even if trad wife life was great, it wasn't worth it if the relationship wasn't working. And one thing I'm noticing in both of these trad wife situations is that both Cassie and Mel's focus seem to be outside of themselves. Cassie's focus is making her husband happy and raising her daughter, and Mel's was raising her daughter and keeping a house. And
And the other thing I heard from both Cassie and Mel is that they lost themselves in their trad wife life. And one thing I'm sure about living in my life is that when you're so focused on other people, you forget about yourself, and that's exhausting. And it seems like that's the common thread in the trad wife life from what my friend said, and even the Vogue article that I mentioned earlier. In the Vogue article, the editor took a week off work to be the trad wife, and she said she felt her world shrank, describing herself as dull, kind of dead inside, because her life revolved too much around her husband's daily experiences. And she said this wasn't the dream, it was dependency masquerading as leisure. My journey into the tradwife universe has been eye-opening, to say the least. I dove into stories and studies, and I realized no amount of homemade cookies or perfectly fluffed pillows can make this life work for me. It's not the magical happiness cure I was hoping to find. But you know what? I did stumble upon a TikTok from @ProfessorNeil who discussed the theory of the leisure class. It's a book that talks about conspicuous leisure and consumption, highlighting a life of superiority lived by those who are so well off that their biggest worry just might be what specialty cereal to whip up next, like buckwheat Cocoa Puffs, like our friend Nara. According to the book, for trad wives like my friend Cassie or Mel who engage in productive domestic labor, they would be seen as actually failing to be true trad wives. Productive labor, the book says, is a mark of poverty. And oh my God, does that resonate with me, because I think about giving up my weekend spending cleaning feeling so in poverty. I just don't like cleaning. And Professor Neil points out that people like Nara, who create aspirational and performative content, aren't valued for their actual homemaking or caregiving. Instead, their value lies in their ability to symbolize the leisure class. So essentially serving as a trophy wife, allowing their spouses then to flaunt their economic prowess. So in this trend we're watching on social media, it's not actually about trad wife life, it's about leisure life. So here's where I land. I don't want to be a trad wife. My friends don't seem any happier in that role, like the real life trad wife. And many of the women I researched appeared bored or resentful. Okay, what I'm really after is a spot in the leisure class. I want to be the trophy woman, not the trophy wife. I'm talking about independent wealth. I think that's the dream. I think that could get me to happy. How am I going to get there? I don't know. That's a topic for another podcast. So to answer my original question, if I were a trad wife, would I be happy? No, the answer is a resounding no. It's not the life for me. I'm actually looking for something more, something that lets me hold on to my independence and yet still find some joy. And that, my friends, is a journey I'm excited to take you on. Until the next time. You've been listening to Getting to Happy, and I'm Ashley Cantley. You could subscribe wherever you're listening on this podcast and find me on social @AshCantley. Thank you.